Be in Genesis chapter 22 this morning. Genesis 22, the first two verses. And I'm sure my clicker is going to work here any second. There it is. All right. Happy Father's Day. In prepping for the message, I was thinking about what were the best times being a dad? I think of everything in my life and all that I have an experience. I think being a dad is my favorite thing of all. And I was trying to think back on some of the memories that were the most special. Riding bikes with my son, homeschooling with my daughter, an impromptu game of holding a stool up with our legs, fishing, praying, puppies, basketball, cooking, sewing, dating. And as I let the memories wash over me, I realized that often it was the rough stuff that was the best stuff. The hard days were the good days. Facing a challenge together, bonding as we waited for a situation to turn, stating my faith and then holding my breath until God came through. I told my son, you just stick with it, and you're going to get a shot at being a starter on the basketball team. I stuck with it and became the MVP. I held my crying daughter as she nursed a broken heart, and I told her, I said, God has just the right guy for you. Just wait, be patient, and trust the Lord. And indeed, Chris has been an awesome addition to our family. Funny how life works, isn't it? I mean, you plan for this great vacation and it flops. A disaster hits and you end up having the time of your life. Every time you remember it, everybody laughs. So I offer this one piece of advice from an old dog to some of the young pups. The rough stuff is the good stuff. The hard days are the good days. Don't be afraid not to be afraid. Trust God, pray with your child, and then enjoy the ride. Genesis 22, verses 1 and 2. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you. Father, we all want to come to the mountain today because we're not done yet. No matter how old our kids get or their children become, many of us are still dad. We've got a work to finish, got a work to do. What's a dad, what's a father without a good helpmate? Help us to get it right, God. Help us to sharpen our focus and our vision, not to coast, but to finish the race well, to do what you've called us to do, and to leave behind a great impression of Jesus Christ. And we'll thank you for your help in all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The section title over these verses of Scripture in my Bible read, Abraham Tested. And I think perhaps a better title for it would be, Abraham Tested Again. The poor guy went through some stuff. And wouldn't you agree with me that life is a series of tests? Seems like you get past one and there's another. Well, poor Abraham. Abraham, leave your home, your family behind, and go to a land I'll show you. Abraham, give Lot his choice of pasture land, and you take what's left over. Abraham, circumcise yourself and every other male in your camp. Abraham, take your shepherd buddies and go after the army that just captured Lot and his family and bring them home. Abraham, pay for the well you already own. Abraham, send away your son Ishmael along with his mother Hagar. And now, take your son your only son whom you love, sacrifice him as a burnt offering. I know that we keep thinking that life is supposed to get easier with age, right? But I think what's supposed to happen is we're better equipped to face the trials that come as we mature. If we were really smart, we'd ask God to give us the hardest trials that we can possibly handle, because those are the ones that toughen us, that strengthen us, that give us the character that we need. Yet even though we're always asking for the smooth path, He's always careful to give us just enough pressure and stress to bring about in us exactly what He's been looking for. Often our reward for having faced a trial successfully is a harder trial. That way you know that you're making progress. Don't think stress. Think exercise. This is building me. I'm becoming a person. I'm learning. I'm growing. I'm experiencing. And this too is good for me. I find it interesting that Abraham rarely had to repeat a trial. He only had to attack an army once. He only had to send a son away once. He only had to sacrifice a son once. Now, there was that thing about lying about his wife. He had a couple of chances at that. He blew them each time. But I think probably got it right after that, because we don't read any more about it. Isn't the hardest thing about being a parent our inexperience? What do you do with a crying baby? I remember when ours were young. There were only two rules. Do they need changed, or do they need fed? Or maybe burped as well. And it's amazing how when you haven't had any sleep for a couple of days, you forget, what were those rules again? What was I supposed to check? What am I supposed to do with a crying baby? With diaper rash, colic? How do I help my child get over their fear of swings? How do I find the balance between spoiling my kid and training them? Do I tell him to buck up and take it like a man? Or do I sit down beside him and cry along with him? It gets easier with the next child. But boy, if they don't find ways to test you, the first one never thought of. Each child is unique. We've got climbers, questioners, those that are hyper, hiders, clingers, charmers, tantrum throwers. Some are made of rubber, and some are made of china. Each one unique in all their ways. Sleepers, zombies, all the rest. God will help you. There's always something new, isn't there? Just when you think you faced it all, there's something new. And that's why there is God. When you have a question, when you can't get past, call on Him and He'll help you. Well, I chose this picture of fatherhood. Abraham taking his son up on the mountain to sacrifice him, because I think it displays the most important principle of parenting. Display your faith in God. There is this counter attack coming from the enemy. Wants you to keep your faith quiet. Keep it away from your kids. Don't let them see you spiritual, like that's some kind of a weakness. But the most important thing that you can share with your children is your faith. Abraham loved Isaac more than his own life, but he was willing to sacrifice him on the altar because he honored God above all else. think about it, Dad. Wouldn't you have that talk with God? God, how about me on the altar instead of him? I will go in his place. But God, no, Abe, this is the way I want it. God, I don't understand. That it makes no sense. It goes against every fiber of my being. But Lord, if that's what you want, that's what I'll do. And Abraham is demonstrating that principle. God comes first. He was teaching that to his son in the most vivid way possible. There's so much about our kids' lives we can't control. What happens at school, what their gifts and qualities are. They may or may not excel at athletics, mathematics, or even electronics. But somehow or other, they grow up and they get a job. They may even make a lot of money. But if they miss this principle of put your trust in God, they've missed life. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. Amen. So in all of your scheduling and all of your thinking and all of your planning, soccer and hunting and cars and school, don't forget this. If you give them Jesus, he will direct them in all of their ways. He will direct them in the way that they should go. And the best way for your child to develop a reliance on the Lord is to see that quality in you. Do they hear you praying? Do they see you following the Lord? Children know if we're a sincere believer that sometimes blows it, or a hypocrite that sometimes gets it right. If your child sees you acting one way in church and another way out there in the world, when stuff happens, what happens to you? When the car breaks down, do you jump out and start kicking the car and cursing up a storm and pulling out your hair? Oh, now there's a man of faith. Or do you swallow that and you say, okay, God, I know that you're in control and all things work together for good. Lord, you will show us the way. How do you handle life? Spouse comes before child. That doesn't devalue the child. It builds security. The best thing you can do for your kids is to love your mate. Sometimes that can be very difficult. But the best thing you can do for your kids is to love one another. That will give them security as you move forward. Do the very best that you can. And better yet, God comes first. Oh, we'll be tested, won't we? As we shared in our young family's Sunday school class, the subject of tithing came up, and I didn't bring it up. One of the families was sharing about their experience, and they got to that hiccup in their life where one of them had lost a job and things were really tight. And they got to the place where they looked at the checkbook and they said, do we write out our tithe check this week? Or do we wait and try to catch up on our tithing later after things get back together again? And they thought back to the teaching that they had received and they said, no, God first. And wrote the check out. And family after family gave testimony. After that family was done, another family, and then another family shared about, yeah, we were there, and we did the same, and we trusted God. And it gives me goosebumps as I tell it to you, but the testimony was, within short order, there was a promotion and a raise. There was a bonus they weren't expecting, or a gift came through out of nowhere, and God provided for them. They faced that stress as a family. They decided, what are we going to do? They decided as a family, we will trust God in this. And this may surprise you. This may shock you. But God came through. And it became a family thing. They remembered that as they moved on from there. Children are watching. They're listening. They're learning as we go through this process. Decide to trust the Lord and then do it. Follow through. It's not just a Sunday school lesson. It's not just talk. It's how we live. We have decided to follow Jesus. Pray, state your faith that God will intervene, and then when he does, give him the credit for it in front of your own. Not, boy, were we lucky. Whew, what a coincidence. Boy, we really dodged one there. I sure handled that well, didn't I? No. Thank you, Lord. You're so faithful. You answered our prayer. When God calls your family to do something difficult, give to a cause. Leave your job to become a missionary. Go talk to an angry relative. Do it. Model obedience in front of your family. If it were easy, it wouldn't be obedience. It wouldn't be discipline. Let them see you struggle in it. Let them see you trust your God. And then again, give God glory when the results are seen. You ever play Tooth Fairy when your kids were little? You told them that little story, put your tooth under the pillow and you'll find a coin. And probably coins don't do it anymore, but when my kids were, they'd find a coin underneath their pillow and they would put it under there and you'd sneak in the middle of the night and pluck it out and the awe and the wonder of it all. The only difference between that and what I'm talking about today is this is real. And this stays, this lesson, when you have said to them, even though in your own heart you have no idea how this is going to work out, but you say to them, I trust in God. We trust God. Let's pray about this together. And then as you pray about it together and God shows up and he brings about those things and you point that out to them and say, wow, look what the Lord did. It cements in them. Both my kids have contracts in on houses right now. They're both buying homes. Chris and Kayla in New York, and Josh and Andrea are looking in East Berlin. And they're both completely different situations, but they're both harrowing. Chris and Kayla, they're paying $2,700 a month rent on a small house on Long Island. It's insane. They paid over $30,000 in rent this last year. It's just Long Island. And their landlord is being a jerk. And when they said, well, you know, we're going to be moving, they said, okay, you have to have people, and so on and so forth. And so they're really out on a ledge. They've put a contract in. It looks like it's going to go through, but you've been through that. You know what that's like. You got to be out of this place on this day, and then you got to be in that place on that day. And it's you've got two dogs, three boys, you know, and furniture and all that kind of stuff. Trust God. You know, every once in a while, Kayla will just call and we'll talk about it and I'll pray with her. And, you know, you wish there was something you could do. There's nothing I can do. You know, I can't run up there and house them in my SUV for a week. You just have to trust God together. But we've learned that that's what we do in times like this. And we can review the history. Well, remember when you left Utah and remember how God provided. You sold a house in 4 days. You know, it's just miracle after miracle after miracle. Then this week on Josh and Andrea's house, there was just this house. Andrea always said, I'd love to own that house. You know, when she was a little girl driving through East Berlin, I'd love to own that house. So that house came on the market. And it was all coming together, and they got it right, you know. And then the inspector came through, and he peeked behind the curtains, and he found, they don't want that house, you know. It just is they've been through this a couple times with contracts and so on. And I'm sitting with my son the other night, and we're going over the inspector's report. And I've got a broken heart for these kids because I just like their pain to be over. I'd like them to be able to be happy and, you know, prosper and grow. And yet they've been through all this. They spent money on inspection, and then can't have this house. And I'm sitting there kind of grieving, and my son is cheering me up, you know. He's speaking back to me the faith that I spoke into his life. Well, thank God the inspector found this. And yeah, that's right. Thank God for that. But it still stinks, you know. And, you know, but then when we were all done, I said, let's pray. What an honor. What an honor to pray and to take my family back before the Lord and to put our faith in him again and say, okay, this stinks. But you've got good in mind and you don't waste any pain. And we as a family will watch what God will do. And again, we'll be able to circle up and give him praise and say, God, you are good. Do what your Heavenly Father is telling you to do, and he will reward you. Well, we don't deserve anything. We don't earn anything, but that's the way he is. He's a good, good Father. And there's no greater reward than seeing your children walking in the light. There's nothing more disheartening than to watch them make other choices. But even here, we know that God is faithful. The seed you planted will not leave them. Keep your faith until they find theirs again. When they hit bottom, they'll remember what Dad used to do. He used to pray. He used to trust the Lord. And they'll start talking to God again. Abraham laid Isaac on the altar, raised his knife, and God stopped his hand. When you decide to trust God, don't think it's going to be easy. Don't think it's going to be quick. But it will be great. And what a story they had, huh? Hey, Dad, remember that time you took me up on the mountain, you raised that knife? Dude, and Isaac shared that with his boys, and his boys shared it with their kids, and their kids with it. That's how we have the story today. That, you know, you understand how some kids may not want to tell that to other people? Yeah, well, my dad and I were up on a mountain one time. He's going to kill me. I mean, really, dude, he tied me up. He has his knife, you know. But it wasn't about him and his dad. It was about their God. And God provides. And boy, did they learn that lesson together. Yeah, you can plan a fun family adventure that flops. That's okay. Just don't miss the adventure of the everyday life and the struggles that you get through together. The rough stuff is the good stuff. The hard days are the good days. Demonstrate a trust in God. Pray with them. And then give God the glory when you find the ram in the bush.